with your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The corporate earnings boom has left many investors' spirits in more of a bust. We'll explain in a moment how they've smartened up their investment strategies to capitalize on earnings in an economy many feel is due for a downturn. First, these money and market stories you should know. Labor shortages and rising regulatory costs have held down single-family home construction for several years, and that has sent jitters to the home builder sector. Home builders' confidence in the housing market fell this month to the lowest level in 2 years. The drop reflects builders' rising concerns over faltering demand in light of climbing interest rates and home prices. And researchers from the University of Virginia and Northwestern University studied a 40-year panel of all public school teachers and principals in New York State in order to determine how female principals affect rates of teacher turnover. The study shows that male teachers are roughly 12% more likely to leave their schools when they work under female principals than under male principals. It turns out there was no such effect for female teachers. And men who leave don't typically end up working for another woman. The study indicates, quote, opposition from male subordinates could inhibit female progress in leadership. The saying goes that slow and steady wins the race. That could be true on Wall Street as investors shake off October's market pullback and seek out more wise investments. And Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani is here with some details for us. So, Akani, this is a cautious move by investors looking for companies with steady earnings growth rather than betting on companies that look like they'd see a quick run-up?
That's right. And that is a shift in behavior from what we saw earlier in the year. Basically, as we see the economy pick up, we start to see sectors that hadn't been doing so well start to post impressive earnings growth again. And so it's not just the technology sector that is posting better profits every year. We're now starting to see companies in the consumer space, in the energy space, industrials, sort of you name it, we're seeing broad earnings growth lift those profits higher. And so a lot of the folks that I've spoken to have said, we don't just have to bet on technology anymore. And in fact, it might be safer to take a chance on sort of more stable companies like Starbucks, for instance.
And so that's really what is sending investors looking around for companies, as you point out in your story, that hold up better if the economy were to slow down.
The bet is that as the economy starts to slow down more, interest rates take a greater toll on profits, we're going to start to see a retreat from sort of the riskier parts of the stock market that had done really well earlier in the year when people were feeling a lot better about global growth and the prospects for U.S. growth as well. And so that's why we started to see a retreat from some of the so-called FANG names, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet, and more of a shift into companies that were sort of overlooked earlier in the year.
Now, you mentioned interest rates playing a role in adjusting the corporate earnings landscape, but also more money in people's pockets with wages. That money has to come from somewhere, and it will likely come from corporate profits.
And I think those are a number of the reasons why we've started to see more volatility across markets in the last several weeks, because as you may remember, stocks really rallied at the start of the year, and it wasn't just the U.S., it was really global. But in the past couple of months, we've seen a number of indexes around the world fall into correction territory. A number of the FANG names fall into bear market territory. And a lot of folks just feeling a bit more pessimistic than usual about what's to come for U.S. markets. So I think it's natural as we see that shift happen that investors sort of change what types of companies they want to buy in.
And folks you spoke with more or less said, don't confuse being a wise investor with thinking that there's a recession on the way.
So even though the tone seems pretty gloomy now compared to the start of the year, most of the folks I spoke to don't expect a recession imminently. They more are putting it on the forecast of around 2020 or so. But there is the recognition that markets tend to be sort of forward-looking. And so if we think that a recession is going to happen sometime in 2020, now is the time to start shifting what things you're invested in. And so I think that's why we're starting to see the shift in people's behavior.
And even many of the hedge funds have smartened up to the volatility and placed their bets more carefully.
Yeah, a number of those big hedge funds have been among the biggest bettors in the technology space, and we saw huge retreats in the third quarter, according to their 13F filings. So a number of the funds that we looked at actually dumped all of their holdings of companies like Facebook and Amazon that they'd been heavily invested in earlier in the year.
But the news isn't all daunting. The S&P 500 actually has a track record of recovering after hitting a peak.
And I think that's what's sort of keeping investors cautiously optimistic right now. I mean, few if any of the folks that we speak to have said we're dumping everything in the U.S. stock market. It's more a sense that they're getting a little bit more selective at this point in the cycle, and they're maybe backing off of some of the companies that had done really, really well earlier in the year and giving overlooked companies a second look.
Okay, that is Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani joining us in our studio. Akani, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.